From time to time they sailed past long-deserted Luo villages. The huts sagged miserably on their pole foundations, on the point of toppling into the rising waters. "When the waters rise, they are driven to seek drier land at the peripheries of the Great Sud," Fenn explained. "They will only return to their fishing when the waters fall again." "It is as well," Taita said. "If we were to meet them, we would surely be forced to fight them. And we have been delayed long enough on this voyage. Our people are eager to see their homes." "As I am," Fenn agreed, "although for me it will be the first time in this life." That night Fenn was haunted again by her nightmares. He woke her, rescuing her from the dark terrors of her mind, stroking and kissing her until she lay quietly in his arms. But still she trembled as though in fever, and her heart drummed against his chest like the hoofbeats of a running horse. "Was it the same dream?" he asked softly. "Yes, but worse," she whispered back. "This time my eyesight was misty with age, and you were so far ahead that I could only just make out your dark shape disappearing into the haze." They were both quiet, until Fenn spoke again. "I don't want to lose you, but I know I must not squander the loving years that the gods have granted us in futile longing and regret. I must be strong and happy. I must savour every minute of our time together. I must share my happiness with you. We must never talk about this terrible parting again, not until it happens." She was quiet for a minute longer. Then she said, so low that he could barely make out the words, "Not until it happens, as it surely must." "No, my beloved Fenn," he answered, "it is not inevitable. We will not be parted again, ever." She became still in his arms, barely breathing as she listened. "I know what we must do to avert it." "Tell me," she demanded. He explained. She listened quietly, but as soon as he had finished, she asked 100 questions. When he had answered them, she said, "It might take a lifetime." She was daunted by the scope of the vision he had laid out before her. "Or it might take just a few short years," he said. "Oh, Taita, I can hardly contain myself. When can we begin?" "There remains much to do before we can repair the terrible damage that Eos has inflicted on our very Egypt. As soon as we have done that, we can begin." "I shall count the days until that time,"